Welcome to Continuum's weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'm your host again this week. And our program of this week is a continuation of one of the volumes of that 10-volume set put out by Harmonia Mundi. And this particular set is dealing with the history of early music. Our program this week is still dealing with the Renaissance, as it was last week. Last week, you remember, we had secular songs of the Renaissance. This week, it will be Renaissance sacred music. And I'm referring back to when we did some work on some of the earlier sacred music, particularly the Marcho Mass of Notre Dame, that being the only Mass, or that period, the earliest Mass, of which the composer was known. We did play, I think, on that program a portion of the Mass of Tournai, which was an outstanding three-part Mass, but the composer was anonymous. All of the music we hear today is by known composers, which is one of the things of the Renaissance period that was very typical. Beginning with one of the most famous of the composers of the Renaissance, and this particular one was from the peak of the Franco-Flemish polyphony period, the polyphonic period, the composer of Josquin des Prez, who lived between approximately 1440 to 1521. His Mass, Panga Lingua, the Tongues of Fire, is quite an important work by this gentleman, and we're going to listen to the opening Kyrie and the Gloria, performed by the ensemble Clement Jeannequin, and also the ensemble Organum by Marcel Perez, being the director, the Kyrie by the Jeannequin group, and the Gloria by the ensemble Organum. Following that, another composer of the Renaissance period, Pierre Delarue, who lived between the years 1460 to 1518, and from his Mass, the Mass of L'Arme Armée, the Armed Man, which really was a secular song, and that particular melody is used in the tenor line of this Mass. We'll hear the Kyrie and the Gloria also from that Mass, and the ensemble Clement Jeannequin will be the performers. Two Mass excerpts, the first by de Prez and the second by Pierre Delarue.
Thank you.
selections from two very important masses of the Renaissance period. The one just heard from the Mass Lo Mahomet, which is a secular piece by Pierre de la Rue. We heard the Kyrie and the Gloria, and also prior to that, the Kyrie and Gloria from the Missa Pangalingua, the Tongues of Fire, by that famous Renaissance composer, Josquin des Prez. Both of these composers were very high-ranked composers of the Franco-Flemish polyphonic period. Our program today is devoted to Renaissance sacred music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. I'm your host today on this program called Continuum. Continuing with more mass music, we turn to the composer Clement Jeannequin, and whose name is the name of the ensemble performing this music and performing the music we just heard. We're going to hear the Credo only from a mass by Jeannequin, the Missa La Battaglia, the Mass of the Battle, another secular piece upon which the melody was put into the tenor line of the mass. And then by another one of the most famous Renaissance composers, Palestrina, we're here the Gloria and the Agnus Dei 1 and 2 from a mass by that composer, and the ensemble, again, Clement Jeannequin, will perform this music. So two masses, excerpts from two masses, one by Jeannequin and one by Palestrina.
Thank you.
More music from Masses of the Renaissance. We heard beginning the Credo from the Messe de la Battaglia by Clement Janicain, and we just ended with the music by Palestrina, the Glory, and two of the Agnus Days, 1 and 2, from a Mass of his. Our music today is devoted to Renaissance sacred music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'm your host here on Continuum, this weekly program of early music. A few words I'd like to read to you from the liner notes of this particular volume of this series on early music put out by Harmonia Mundi. It's in a paragraph called Innovations of the Renaissance, and I think it'd be interesting to you as a listener, particularly listening to this music. The first paragraph is devoted to printing, and the publication in 1501 of the O Hecaton, the first volume of music produced on Petrucci's printing press, opened the way for much wider diffusion of music. Therefore, we have a lot of music by known composers. Next is proportions. The reading of Renaissance rhythms depends on mensuration signs, that is, signs of how the music is to be divided time-wise. Thus, it was by notating a simple musical line with four different signs that Pierre de la Rue produced in his canons. Next, temperament. This is a musical term. The medieval Pythagorean third was fairly large. It's the distance from one note to the next. And it was unsuited to the harmonic sense of the Renaissance. New tunings were tried out, narrowing, or, to use a better word, tempering, some intervals while leaving others pure. This was the start of an adventure that was to lead to Bach's well-tempered clavier and to Rameau's equal temperament. And finally, the triad. The triad, as we know it today, would be better represented if I use the term major and minor chord. Zarlino, in 1558, was the first to observe the importance obtained by combining a note with its third and its fifth. Prior to that, we had music that abounded with just fifths. So the Renaissance was important not only for music, as you just heard, but also, as you know, it was devoted to the new birth of the art and architecture. So we're going to continue with more music of the Renaissance, and this time we're going to the motet. The Renaissance motet was quite different than the medieval motet, and it was a piece of music that was more extended than the medieval motet. We're going back to the music of Josquin des Prez. We'll hear his motet Salve Regina, then by the English composer Thomas Tallis, who lived between 1505 and 1585, his motet Salvator Mundi, and finally by Carlo Gesualdo, who lived between 1561 and 1633, the Ave Dulcissima Maria. The piece by Josquin is by La Capella Royale, and the piece by Tallis is performed by the Theatre of Voices, and the final piece by Gesualdo is the Ensemble Vocal European. Thank you. the music of Josquin des Prez, Thomas Tallis, and Gesualdo. Three motets there from these Renaissance composers. Our final selections are going to be songs and psalms of the Reformation period, and we'll hear from two composers. The first, Claude de Sermacy, and then we'll hear two pieces by Thomas Tallis. The piece by Sermacy is Tant que vivre, and then by Thomas Tallis, a piece that's called Why Fumph in Sight, the third tune for Archbishop Parker's Psalter, and ending with the famous Tallis Canon, the eighth tune for Archbishop Parker's Psalter. Both of these are performed by the Theatre of Voices of Paul Hillier. The first one by Sermacy is performed by the Ensemble Clement Jeannequin.
Why take in hand the people for?
ending with the famous Tallis Cannon by Thomas Callis. And before that, we heard a piece called Why From Thin Sight. And then we began with music of Claude de Saint-Marcy. Our program today of music from the Renaissance and all sacred music. Part of this ongoing series, we only have two more volumes, I think, but you'll be hearing from them very, very soon. Hope you've enjoyed this program, and I hope you have a good week coming up. Until next week, then, I'm Milton Sherman, Jr., saying goodbye for Continuum.